Good morning, good morning, a happy Friday morning to you, or should I say a very happy St. Patrick's Day to you. We find ourselves this Friday morning, if you reside here in Texas, anywhere in Texas, or call Texas your home, you know we are waking up to a bit of a soggy Friday here. But if you are new around here, we welcome you. We welcome you to First's Kingdom Family Church Ministries. And we welcome you to our series entitled The Daily Bread, which is going on, I believe, over 3 years now that we switched from in-person to audio. Amen. So those of you who have stuck around this long, those of you who continue to stay connected with us, we never want to miss an opportunity to say thank you, as well as all of the faithful partners that continue to stay connected with First's Kingdom Family Church. Amen. As Pastor Jesse always says, we can't do what we do without you, or we couldn't do what we do without you. Amen. So we appreciate your faithfulness. Every month on the dot, sending in your tithes and offerings, sending in extra above for the missionaries that we support around the world. We say thank you so much. Amen. Again, if you're new around here, we appreciate you spending a little time with us. Amen. We challenge you to give us the rest of this month of March and watch what God will do in your life through First's Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where we always, always make the confession, where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. If you take anything away from this morning's little devotional, get that written on a little index card. Amen. Where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a powerful confession. It's not some catchy slogan that Pastor Jesse came up with. No, it was deposited into his spirit through our Heavenly Father, amen, and going on 20 plus years, Pastor Jesse and Rose in the ministry have stood on that confession, amen, and we have seen countless lives be changed because of that confession, amen. So get a hold of that, amen. Again, it's a bit of a soggy St. Patrick's Day this Friday morning here in Texas. I will try not to take up too much of your time. Amen. But I do have a small devotional for you this soggy Friday morning. Amen. If you haven't already gotten a hold of our March scripture, it's 2 Peter 3:18. Amen. Around here, we give a scripture every month. Amen. And this month of March, our scripture happens to be 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to be glory both now and forever. Amen. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Again, that's our March scripture. Amen. So, I'm kind of jumping around on different messages, but if you tuned in last night to Pastor Rose's message, she kind of hit the nail right on the head, so to speak. You know, Pastor Jesse has certain things that God has put on his heart that he shares Sunday morning. Amen. And of course, the daily bread on Monday evenings when he kicks us off for a new week. Amen. Sister Grace on Tuesday evening. Amen. And Pastor Rose on Wednesday and Thursday. Amen. And then, of course, I am here on Fridays and Saturdays. Amen. A good variety, I would like to say. Amen. But I had been thinking this week, and I've never been one to look for someone to pat me on the back. I've never been the type of person to be in a room full of people and try and be that person that says, hey, look at me, or give me attention. I've never been a person who needs attention or seeks attention. Amen? That's never been my personality. That's not who I am. Amen? But this week, as I was reading my devotionals and spending the time with the Lord, I started reflecting that, you know, I didn't ask to be on here. I didn't want to be on here. Amen. The time Pastor Jesse told me that I would be doing this, I was in a very bad place. I wasn't in a good place. I had just recently left California and moved back here, and carried with me a lot of baggage, a lot of bad baggage, so to speak. And Pastor Jesse said, you're going to start doing the daily bread with us. Well, at that time, you know, I wasn't anywhere near where I was in my head, thought I had anything to offer anyone or say to anybody to say anything to anyone, or who would want to listen to me? I was at a very bad spot when Pastor Jesse told me I was going to be doing this. But praise the Lord, there are many examples in the Bible that God uses people, amen, that the world might not have picked, or the world would have picked, amen. As Pastor Jesse has mentioned in the past, you know, God uses imperfect vessels, amen. And just like Jesus chose the 12 disciples, amen, a lot of those disciples, you know, didn't have the best background, amen. But what did God do? God saw the best in them, and God saw that those men were the men he wanted to be with him while he was in his ministry. Amen? So again, this is not me trying to brag on myself, but just know that I am on here not because I wanted to be at the start. But the good news is, I'm not that man I was almost 3 years ago. Amen. I am changed because of the time I have put in studying the Bible, the time I have spent listening to Pastor Jesse, the time I have spent listening to Pastor Rose, and of as recent, the time I have spent listening to Sister Grace. Amen. It's me doing my part. It's me putting in the work. Amen. And God, of course, doing his. Amen. With anything in the natural, we have to put in work. Amen. You're starting a business. You want your business to be successful. What do you have to do? You have to put in the work. Amen. It's not just going to make money on its own. No, when you start a business, you have to work to get that business up on the ground. No one just comes in and says, hey, I have this successful money-making business, I want to give it to you. No, you got to get your hands dirty. You got to put in long hours. Amen. You got to do a lot of things to get your business to what? To be successful. And that has the same effect in your Christian walk. Amen. If you accept Jesus into your heart, you call him your savior, you give him your life. Amen. That is the starting point of you putting in the work with your relationship with Jesus. Amen. To what? To ultimately be the best representation of him here on earth. And amen, looking forward to being with him in glory. Amen. That was a bit of a long intro that had nothing to do with what I was going to share, but it was just kind of on my heart this week that I just wanted to encourage each and every one of you, not knowing what place you might be in your relationship with Jesus, amen, but just know that when you are taking time out daily, when you're reading your Bible, when you're praying, when you're in constant communication with God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, amen, you're making your confessions, amen, your life's going to change. Just as we confess, where the word of God will change my life, and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. The change will come. The change will come, but we have to do our part. Amen? So, let's move on. This morning's small devotional that I have for you is entitled Thirsty for Mercy. Amen? And if you're taking notes or you have a pen and paper or you have your Bible with you, go ahead and turn to Isaiah 55:1. Amen? It says, come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you have no money, come, buy and eat, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Amen? That was Isaiah 55:1. Amen? It says, money is used for what we want, but mostly for things we need, like food and even water. Imagine walking into a grocery store and being offered anything you want without having to pay a cent. This is a picture of the mercy that Jesus has shown all of us through his sacrifice. Amen? Did you catch that? This is a picture of mercy that Jesus has shown all of us through his sacrifice. Think about God's amazing free gifts as you go through your day. Amen? If that doesn't put a smile on your face, what else could? Amen? Again, think about God's amazing free gifts as you go through your day. Amen? Now, make this confession with me. God, I am so thankful for the free gifts you have so richly blessed me with. Amen? Say that. Say, God, I am so thankful for the free gifts you have so richly blessed me with. Amen? Say, help me not to take them for granted. Say that. Say, help me not to take them for granted. Amen? And finally say, and to remember to give you glory for everything I have. Amen? Say that. Say, and to remember to give you glory for everything I have. Amen? Just take a few moments this morning. Amen? And think on the free gifts that Jesus gives us. Amen? And you might be thinking to yourself, Andrew, why are you touching on this morning? Right off the bat, when it says money is used for what we want, but mostly for things we need, like food and even water. If you've been watching any of the news this week, you might have seen the story of several banks up north in California that have closed or gone belly up, so to speak. Amen? In other words, it's like they all of a sudden ran out of money. Amen? And if you tune in and listen to Pastor Jesse's messages every Sunday morning, he keeps touching on small things that he is also sensing. You know, this could be where we wrap this up here. Amen? This could be where the Lord's return is coming. Amen? He's touched on it quite a bit. Amen? You know, the Lord said, you're going to see the signs. Amen? When was the last time we heard some bank, all of a sudden, they ran out of money? Amen? You haven't. But the several banks are starting to crash. Amen? And if you watch the news about the weather. Amen. We are experiencing strange weather on either coast, floodings, people in California being snowed in. Amen. You know, it's just more signs to get us to a point, I believe, that the Lord is saying we need to get serious. Amen. We need to get serious in our walk. And look, I understand everyone has jobs. Everyone has goals. Everyone has plans. Everyone wants to do this, wants to do that, you know, and that's fine and good and all. And there's nothing wrong with that. But ultimately, where are you in line with your relationship with God? You know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. So that trip you're making on Monday, you know, that's not a sure thing. Amen. The plans you're making this weekend, they're not a sure thing. Tomorrow, whatever you may have planned for Saturday, it's not guaranteed. Every night when you go to sleep, tomorrow is not guaranteed. Amen. So we need to make sure that every evening we go to sleep, amen, we are in right standing with our Heavenly Father, amen, that in the Bible, like it says, like a thief in the night, he's going to come, amen, and we are ready, amen. As Pastor Rose says, we're the first ones out of here, amen. Again, Isaiah 55:1, is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Amen. That was Isaiah 55:1. Now, it says we need God's mercy in the same way that we thirst for water. Wine and milk were expensive items in the time this was written, and to offer these free of charge would have been a great sacrifice. What God did for you on the cross came at a great price, but it was all because of his great love for you. Amen. Did you catch that? I'm going to repeat that. It says, what God did for you on the cross came at a great price, but it was all because of his great love for you. Amen. Embrace the free gift of forgiveness and rest in freedom today. Amen. Embrace the free gift of forgiveness and rest in freedom today. Amen. Now, make this confession with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you as a thirsty child in need of your mercy. Amen. Say that. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you as a thirsty child in need of your mercy. Amen. Say, you have paid the price for me to receive your forgiveness. Say that. Say, you have paid the price for me to receive your forgiveness. And finally, say, I thank you for the grace that you have freely given me. Amen. Say that. Say, I thank you for the grace that you have freely given to me. Amen. And finally, I will leave you with a question for today. Amen. I will leave you with a question for this Friday. Amen. Are you thirsty for God's mercy today? Amen. Are you thirsty for God's mercy today? Think that over a little bit. Amen. Well, praise God. You know, I always encourage you that when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. And we pray for you and we desire that for you every day here at First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Every area. I always stress that God wants to be a part of every area of your life. Amen. So if you have some areas that are shut off from God, amen, this month of March, we still have some time left, amen. Slowly start with one, amen, and just allow the Lord to open that door, amen. It's beneficial to you, amen, beneficial to you, amen, to have your life fully open to God and his control. Because why? Because he's always working behind the scenes on your behalf. Amen? And speaking of this month, don't forget The last Wednesday of this month is our healing service. Amen. So from now until that last Wednesday of March, if you run into someone and they start talking about, oh, you know, I woke up and this is aching, or, you know, this has been hurting, or I've been fighting this, or I haven't been feeling good here, or this and that, that is a perfect opportunity for you to invite them to tune in the last Wednesday of this month of March for our healing service. Amen. I challenge you, at least invite two or three people at the most. One is a stretch, but I know you're going to run into at least two or three people that mention that, you know, I woke up and this was sore, or I was out in the yard working and this happened and now I'm feeling this way, you know. So I challenge you, two or three people, amen, invite them to our Wednesday healing service the end of this month of March. Amen. You'll be blessed. They'll be blessed. And as always, God shows up. Amen. So be blessed. Enjoy this soggy St. Patrick's Day that we are upon. Amen. Whatever you may have planned, please, please be prayed up and be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Follow Jesus' instructions. Amen. The angels of the Lord watch over you and protect you. The pastors continually pray for you every day. Amen. So keep them in your prayer as well. The favor of man is upon you. The favor of God chases you. Amen. People can't help but to bless you. Amen. This is your year. Your due season is here now. Amen. Kingdom priority for me. Amen. Kingdom priority for you. Amen. Continue to make your confessions. Continue to stand on God's word. Amen. So, have a beautiful rest of this Friday. I will be with you again tomorrow. Amen. So be blessed. Enjoy this beautiful Friday. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.